Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. It's brought to you by American Arbitration Association. Business disputes are inevitable. Resolve faster with the American Arbitration Association, the global leader in alternative dispute resolution for over 90 years. More at ADR.org. Today, Bloomberg Law host Michael Best discusses a patent dispute over the gene editing technology known as CRISPR. He speaks with Jacob Schurkow, a professor at New York Law School.
Why don't you explain how it is that we ended up in a patent fight over this technology?
Sure. So Berkeley filed some original patent applications covering their iteration of the CRISPR technology back in 2012. The Broad Institute then filed some of their patents covering a different version of the technology a couple months later. Broad's patents, even though they were filed later, were awarded first, while Berkeley's patents languished at the PTO. This set up a particular procedure at the patent office called an interference.
What does that mean, an interference in patent law?
Great question. It's one of the more arcane and complicated procedures at the patent office, which probably is saying a lot. An interference is where one party declares that someone else's patents are interfering with their ability to get theirs issued by the PTO. In this particular case, Berkeley was claiming that the grant of Broad's patents were interfering with their ability to get their patents issued by the patent office. To resolve that, they needed a decision from the Patent Trial and Appeal Board as to whether that was true.
What exactly did the Patent Trial and Appeal Board rule?
Sure. So the Patent Trial and Appeal Board said, even though we originally thought that Broad's patents were interfering with Berkeley's patent application, that's not in fact true. The particular judgment that was handed down from the Patent Trial and Appeal Board was called a no interference in fact, essentially a do-over. Berkeley gets to go back to the patent office and continue to prosecute their patent application, but, and this is where things get particularly important, Broad's patents remain valid going forward.
So does that mean that both Cal Berkeley's scientists and Broad's scientists may be able to license this technology and make a lot of money, both of them?
That is definitely a possibility. It's going to depend on what Berkeley's strategic move is next. They could appeal the decision to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, which could either affirm what the patent office had said or reverse it. At the same time, Berkeley could also go back to the patent office and see exactly what the examiner is going to say about whether they're entitled to patents that are broader or narrower than the ones that Broad has now.
That's Jacob Schurkow, a professor at New York Law School, speaking with Bloomberg Law host Michael Best. You can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And now among the top legal stories from Bloomberg Law, a California law that bars movie websites such as IMDb from posting actors' ages may be doomed. A federal judge says he has free speech concerns about the law, which was meant to address age discrimination in Hollywood. A lawyer for the state of California says the legislature concluded that existing laws weren't effective in preventing actors from being discriminated against due to age.
House Republicans are renewing a legal fight with New York and Massachusetts over allegations concerning ExxonMobil. Attorneys General Eric Schneiderman and Maura Healey were issued subpoenas concerning their roles in probes into whether ExxonMobil misled investors about the potential impact of climate change. Both Schneiderman and Healey said they'd ignore the demands, which seek detailed information about the probes.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.